AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. China is calling for a ceasefire and peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is cautiously welcoming Beijing's involvement. Today is the one-year anniversary of the start of the Russian invasion. The U.S. has announced more sanctions against Russia and more aid for Ukraine. John Kirby with the National Security Council says there is help on the way for Ukrainian infrastructure.
The shipment will include several mobile generators to help provide backup power. And it will follow on USAID's recent provision of a mobile natural gas-fired turbine power plant that can generate enough electricity to power at least 100,000 Ukrainian homes.
Ukrainians wept at memorials for their tens of thousands of dead, a toll that is growing as fighting rages in eastern Ukraine. First Lady Jill Biden says her husband is ready to run for another term. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
While there hasn't been an official announcement, First Lady Jill Biden tells the AP it's Joe Biden's intention to seek re-election.
He says he's not done. He's not finished what he started. And that's what's important.
The First Lady, who took time out of her visit to Africa, says all that's left is a time and a place for the announcement.
Pretty much.
Aides to President Biden have said an announcement is likely to come in April after the end of the first fundraising quarter. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks are lower at the close on Wall Street. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge rose last month at its fastest pace since June, an alarming sign price pressures remain entrenched in the economy and could lead the Fed to keep raising interest rates well into this year. Consumer prices rose from December to January, up sharply. Governor Kay Ivey announced an internal review of Alabama's execution procedures is complete, and the state will resume lethal injections. This is AP News. North Korea says it test-fired long-range cruise missiles off its east coast.
The announcement adds to a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations as the North's rivals step up military training. The launches took place as the U.S. and South Korea held a simulation in Washington aimed at sharpening their response to North Korean nuclear threats. North Korea says the tests were intended to verify the reliability of the missiles and the rapid response capabilities of the unit that operates those weapons. South Korea's military later confirmed the launches took place. I'm Karen Chamas.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri and two state library associations are suing over a new state law that bans sexually explicit materials from schools, saying it violates the rights of librarians and students. The lawsuit contends the Republican-backed law caused Missouri school districts to remove hundreds of books from their shelves. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up. Brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.